You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Right. Thank you, High Skipper. Good morning from the Pakistan. How going your preparation for the coming games? And one thing, Zimbabwe struggling in the fielding. What do you are doing the special thing to overcome the...
I'm sorry, we're not getting your sound.
Hi, now you can hear me. May I go ahead?
Yes, I can hear you.
Right, sir. Skipper, my question is that how going to preparation for the coming games? And second thing, Zimbabwe is struggling in fielding techniques. What are you doing the special things to overcome the fielding weakness? Thank you.
So, firstly, to answer your first question, obviously, since we've arrived in Adelaide, the weather hasn't been so great. So, we've actually had the day off yesterday because it was a travelling day. Today... We're also gonna take off just because of the weather, and on top of that, it's been quite taxing on the guys with the amount of travel that we've had. So we're looking at having a couple of days rest and for guys to come into tomorrow's game with a lot of energy, which will probably answer the second question of yours in terms of the fielding. I think it's definitely something that let us down in the last game against Bangladesh. And hopefully with the guys being well rested, coming into tomorrow's game, our fielding will be much improved.
I suppose this is Faisal from AFP. Sorry, and I was struggling with my hand function. Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may go ahead.
Hi, Craig. You mentioned about rain in the air, and you've been at the brunt of that when the first game was washed out. How do you see yourself going from here? What is the mood in the camp looking for a spot in the semi-final?
I think the mood in the camp is very good. We obviously need to play tomorrow, and we also need to pick up 2 points to give ourselves that slim chance of making the semis. But again, we can't look too far ahead in this tournament. We've got to take each game as it comes. And our focus will definitely be on trying to pick up a win tomorrow against the Netherlands.
Was there a sense of disappointment when you let that game slip away from you? Because it looked like at one point you'd come back well.
Yeah, look, I think the disappointing part was probably our fielding. I thought that we do pride ourselves on good fielding, and we could easily have saved 10, 15 runs in the field there. But credit to Sean Williams and Ryan Burl at the back end there to actually get us that close, because at one stage it looked like we weren't going to get close to 150. So they batted extremely well to give ourselves a chance. But I just thought that we let ourselves down quite heavily in the field, and then at the start of our batting innings, and from a position of 35 for 4, it always makes it very difficult to get over the line from there.
And Sipo, if I can get one more in, please.
One more, and then Wahid will go up next.
Okay. Craig, also, what a stunning win against Pakistan. This tournament, can this be the turning point for Zimbabwe cricket that you're looking for so long, to come back and once again establish yourself as a nation?
Look, I think the last few months, I think Zimbabwe cricket has been growing from strength to strength. And we've had some really, really good results. And I think it's not just this World Cup. I think it's something that we need to try and do consistently, going forward. You can always have a really good World Cup, and then after that, things drop back down again. So it's that's going to be the challenge for us, is to keep this momentum up and keep these performances coming through.
Thank you. Indeed, you can go ahead.
Right. Skipper, first of all, good luck for the rest of the tournament. Would you like to describe and explain, share your experience and good things so far you and your boys got from that tournament? How was the experience with playing with the standard and A class teams and even Pakistan and others? How going the tournament? I want to listen the positive things so far from the tournament. Thank you.
Oh, look, I think, you know, one of the positives is obviously how far we've come, you know, from doing the qualifiers in Zimbabwe to then qualifying here at the World Cup. Just the opportunity to then play at the various stadiums around Australia, to get to see the different sites. Although we've only spent a few days in each city, I think the highlight for a lot of the boys was playing at Optus. You know, that stadium's incredible. I don't think we'll probably play it at a better stadium. And I think to top that off, obviously beating Pakistan in such a close game. So there's so many positives that, you know, guys will take from this tournament, regardless of the next two results. But obviously the real highlight for us would be to make the semis. I think that would really put the icing on the cake. So, you know, the guys are still very, very positive, that we'll get there. And, you know, we've just got to come into these last two games with a lot of energy. Although it has been a long taxing tour. But we did arrive slightly later. So, yeah, but you know, there's so many good things and so many sites that we've seen around Australia. It's been brilliant.
Anybody for the last question?
This is a 3MOB Radio production. www.3-mob.com